And welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest health research and world news. So good to be with you today. I'm so happy to be on the show with you guys again today. Our
John B. Wells, he used to be on, he does host Caravan to Midnight. He was on with James, I think it was Art Bell and Nori on Coast to Coast for years. He hosted their Saturday show, got a huge, huge numbers on it. Good friend of mine, been on his show many, many times, and we've got a lot of really interesting questions to talk to him about today. He'll be coming on in about 10 minutes with us. But in the meantime, I want to cover some real news because, quite frankly, there's a lot of stuff going on all over the place right now. And if we're not careful, we're going to be in a situation we're going to find ourselves in World War III with Russia and or with China. And so I want to cover some of these stories. Plus, we've got some latest breaking news on vaccinations that are really important for you guys because the vaccine thing has become a major, major, major problem. When you start doing the oral polio vaccine plus a shot of antibiotics. And what's happening is we're having a lot of people are being diagnosed with the similar type of condition with the phlacitis they're diagnosing it as. And what that is, that's just undiagnosed polio. And here's what the vaccine reaction says. They've got a really good article on this, and it says the oral polio vaccine plus a shot of antibiotics equals polio. I'm going to read you this article. This is written by Barbara Lowe Fisher. And she says, Back to the Future is an article from the historical archives of the Vaccine Reaction Newspaper Journal. It says, investigating why large numbers of Romanian children were coming down with polio disease after being vaccinated with live oral polio vaccine, officials from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found that if the children were injected with a shot of antibiotics, now listen to this, guys, within a month of receiving the oral polio vaccine, they were 8 times more likely to come down with polio than children who were not given an injection of antibiotics. Remember I told you last summer, Sharon was under a lot of stress. Sharon got a really bad cold. She went on a particular type of antibiotics, and within weeks she ended up with a bleeding peptic ulcer. These antibiotics are really, really strong. They can have all kinds of side effects in the body. In a study published on February the 23rd, 1995, this is over 20 years ago, the New England Journal of Medicine researchers found that if the oral polio vaccine was followed by 2 injections of antibiotics, the risk of vaccine-associated paralytic poliomyelitis increased 27-fold. With 10 or more antibiotic injections following the OPV, the risk of developing the polio was 182 times greater than expected. Guys, this is like breaking news. The polio vaccine virus may enter the actual nerve endings of the body. The weakened strain of live polio virus used in oral polio vaccine can survive for a month or more in the intestinal tract, where it can sometimes revert to more virulent wild-type form capable of causing disease. CDC investigators speculated that the problem emerged in Romania because, unlike in the U.S., Romanian doctors frequently give antibiotics by injection rather than in liquid form, particularly after the injections are given or the oral form of polio is used. The investigators speculated that when the muscle is injured during an injection, it may allow the live polio vaccine to get into the nerve endings where it can cause the disease. This is like a major, major problem, guys. This has been linked now with paralytic poliomyelitis in Romania. So, you know, if you have kids and they're getting the oral polio vaccine, make sure, if you're listening all over the world now, that they don't have antibiotics given to them after this. You guys already know how I feel about polio. You already know how I feel about antibiotics. You already know how I feel about all of this stuff. So I'm not going to go basically into a diatribe about that right now. One more report on this. It says, will acute flaccid myelitis quickly go viral like microcephaly? This is interesting. Nobody seems to know what is causing the polio-like condition known as acute flaccid myelitis, AFM. Now we may find out, guys, by that article I just read you, it could be antibiotics given after the polio vaccine, the polio oral vaccine is given. Public health officials for the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention keep stating that they don't know why healthy children are being randomly paralyzed around the country, and scientists and medical doctors outside the nation's top health agency are scratching their heads also. Everyone is perplexed about this mystery neurological illness that causes paralysis, mostly in children. It's not a mystery, guys. They know what's going on. This is a mystery so far, and we haven't solved it yet, so we have to be thinking broadly, said Nancy Messonnier, MD, director of the CDC's National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases. Thinking broadly, now that would be a good thing for a change. Most often when a mysterious illness emerges and public health officials and doctors are unable to immediately identify an obvious case, the tendency is to focus on a virus that can be transmitted from human to human. Now, this is the big problem that we have. These guys literally can't see the forest for the trees. They're unwilling to take a look at their sacrosanct vaccine schedule and their sacrosanct drug schedule that they give these children as causing any types of side effects. They're unwilling to look, and here's why, at what could be the clinically caused side effects. Here's why, because there aren't double-blind clinical research studies that are not anecdotal, which allow them to put those pieces of the puzzle together. What does that mean? They can't go into a laboratory and intentionally try to cause polio on a child by giving them these combinations. It's not considered medically ethical. So when these combinations occur randomly in the general population, they're called anecdotal, which means they cannot be quote-unquote replicated through standard medical research process using double-blind clinical studies. So they say, because we can't prove this with a double-blind clinical study, we're not going to be able to prove it at all. We're not going to try. This is the same problem they had back in the 70s and the 80s with aspartame that was linked to brain tumors, brain cancer, seizures, headaches, optic nerve degradation, because it would create a compound. When you take aspartame and you mix it with nitrites, like if you have a pepperoni pizza and a diet soda that's been sweetened with aspartame, you create a compound called a diketiopeperazine that degrades the form of nitrosuria, and nitrosuria are one of the most effective agents known to man for producing brain tumors in laboratory animals, particularly the type of brain tumor that basically is non-treatable. The type of brain tumor basically that grows tentacles throughout the brain, and you pretty much have a 97% chance of dying within 90 days. That's what happens when you drink a diet soda sweetened with aspartame and basically a pepperoni pizza. They could do it and reproduce it in the animal studies over and over and over again, and because of the Delaney Amendment, aspartame should have never been allowed to go on the market. But what ended up happening is aspartame, G.D. Searley at the time, was being sued by the Food and Drug Administration for falsifying the studies and the research to try to get their product on the market. Then what happened is the lead researcher went to work for a law firm called Sidney and Austin in Chicago, who was also representing G.D. Searley, and basically left his position with the Food and Drug Administration and started basically what happened is the statute of limitations then expired on the lawsuit with the Food and Drug Administration. That's how you guys got aspartame on the market. Aspartame is a brain entrainment molecule because of the aspartic acid. It releases a dopamine hit every time you drink diet sodas. That's why, because the aspartame molecule goes into the brain, triggers a dopamine release, giving you a feel-good chemical. And when that happens, it becomes highly, highly, highly addictive to the person who's using it. I know people out there right now, especially one pastor that I know, complete and total aspartame junkaholic. This guy is so addicted to aspartame, he would literally fight you over it if he couldn't get it because of the dopamine trigger. He also suffers with severe depression. Why is that? Because aspartame has been linked to severe depression problems. So there are all kinds of side effects associated with aspartame and all types of side effects associated with these types of chemicals, including this oral polio vaccine combined with antibiotics now causing these children to become paralyzed, and they have no idea why it's happening. Guys, it's happening to tens of thousands of children, particularly in third world countries like India and Romania. It's really a major, major problem. By the way, according to Breitbart now, Trump is now saying what we have said forever the last few weeks. Trump in Florida, the far left media is using the tragedy of the synagogue attack to sow anger and division. Donald Trump at Wednesday's rally in Florida called out far-left media for using his trip to pay respects to Pittsburgh synagogue shooting victims to sow anger and division. The president on Tuesday visited victims, survivors, hospital staff, and the memorial to the victims of the mass shooting that occurred days ago at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. He expressed grief for families of the fallen and a gratitude for law enforcement officers who were injured as they placed themselves in harm's way that day. Trump pledged to remove vile anti-Semitism and reaffirm our unbreakable solidarity with the Jewish people. President Trump said in his visit was about coming together as a nation for comfort and to heal, but it was sad to see when he turned on the news later in the day, the left media used it to sow anger and division, including calling him anti-Semitic. Guys, here's the thing, and I'm going to say this again. I said this the other day. I'm going to say it again. Nobody has the right to go in and start shooting somebody for their faith. Whether you're Islamic and you're shooting Christians in Nigeria and killing them by the hundreds, or if you're Muslims killing Jews, or Jews killing Muslims, or basically right-wing extremists who are basically hate mongers killing Jews, nobody has the right to do that. We have a right to live in a country and go freely on our way unmolested. And when these guys do things like this or get involved in things like this, whether this is a false flag or not, whether people died or not, I don't know. I wasn't there. I've got to believe the mainstream media on this, or at least report on it the way I hear it. We have to understand that it's not about who these people are or what their religion are. It's about their freedom to do what they want to do. And guys, it's so important. Years ago, I had my kids in a place called All Saints School. It was here in Central Florida. I pulled them out of there because every year they would basically put Happy Holidays in front of the school for Christmas. And finally I told them, I said, I'm not okay with Happy Holidays. I said, my tuition that I pay for my three children going here is ridiculously expensive, number one. And number two, you're a Christian organization. Why are you not playing and putting Christian songs in your services and in your basically Christmas plays? And they said, well, we have a variety of other types of people here who we need to support. And I said, well, what if the synagogue of Satan shows up? Are you going to do that too? See, political correctness run amok is what's caused this country to be so divisive right now. When you say, oh, you can't say somebody should do this or should be doing that. Wait a minute. If you can't say someone's an African American, or if they're white, or if they're from Jewish descent, or from Muslim descent, what the heck? Who cares? It's not politically correct, okay? Well, Donald Trump built his entire campaign and galvanized the entire country to try to make America great again, because everybody here has had enough of political correctness, including myself. By the way, the University of Denver, that's completely and totally steeped in political correctness, is offering another white privilege symposium. The University of Denver is hosting a variety of workshops as part of the annual White Privilege Symposium. Workshops offered include White Accountability and Colored White, a discussion on white identity. The University of Denver will host and sponsor the annual White Privilege Symposium, which is set up to examine patterns and cultures and systems that contribute identity, power, and privilege on Friday and Saturday. Now, here's the problem that I have with any of this stuff. If we had it, and instead, if it wasn't white, if it was black or Jewish or Hispanic or whatever, everybody would be saying, hey, this isn't politically correct. But apparently white people in the United States of America have a target painted on their back, and they're going to be held accountable for everything they do say, even from 300 or 400 years ago. And it's sad to me because, you know, if you work your butt off in this country and you work 16 hours a day or 20 hours a day, and suddenly you're finding yourself in a situation where, you know, you're trying to pay the bills and somebody wants to come take your stuff away from you because you're basically making too much money or whatever, it's not right, guys. We shouldn't allow ourselves to be in a situation where we can actually have people take our stuff because of political correctness. We've got a governor here running for Florida, Gillum, right now. The guy's an absolute disaster. He was calling white people crackers on the doggone tape that we listened to today that had been released through Breitbart. This is crazy. This guy is going to be in our state basically dealing with people because of, quote, white privilege, and he can't win the election. This guy is so far, he's far left of where Obama ever thought about going. Well, I can't really say that. I think Obama was held a check a little bit, but I really believe this guy would be the next Obama in the White House if they gave him a chance. One more story, we're bringing J.B. Wells. DARPA now is seeking the FAA approval for military drones over American cities. Just a little over 10 years ago, drone surveillance inside the U.S. borders was declared a conspiracy theory. Now, it is indisputable fact of life. So, too, are the military-grade drones along the border, which in reality constitutes a 100-mile swath that encircles the continental United States and two-thirds of its population. We have drones fly over Florida all the time because of our open shorelines, because our state is only 100 miles across. I thought I would mention that. According to a new report from Defense One, this level of access is still seen as a restriction by DARPA, directed military apparatus, as the new forms of autonomous aircraft take to the sky, such as the latest Black Hawk helicopter drones that could easily be ready by 2019. DARPA and aircraft developers want permission to fly over large cities as needed, utilizing a new artificial intelligence system that is literally called Matrix. Developers see an opportunity for more flexibility in potential use. Of course, surveillance is mentioned among those uses. Again, this reminds me of the Terminator movies with Cyberdyne, in which you have drones that have automatic intelligence, you know, artificial intelligence that can make decisions by themselves on what a threat could be. What happens when they arm these things? What happens if this drone goes haywire? What if it decides to do things it shouldn't ought to do? Guys, this is really, really, really important that we understand who and what we're involved with DARPA, and understand that these guys are not our friends, and they want to deploy this type of technology in the United States as quickly as possible. Next thing we want to talk about, Stephen Colbert, basically, he has a lot of interesting comments. He is now saying, who is really undermining American democracy. Stephen Colbert explains who is really undermining American democracy. And what they're saying is that we have the media and all of the stuff out here involved with Trump that is coming in and doing whatever they want to do whenever they want to do it and undermining the population of this country and the media on an ongoing basis. So guys, it's really important that we understand that this media thing that's being controlled through the Rothschild banking cartel is just one of those things that we've got to learn that has to be put back in the check. It's absolutely critical. And by the way, unprecedented sales now for Merck's Gardasil vaccine as they seek world domination for HPV vaccines. Merck's Gardasil vaccine saw a 55% increase over last year's third quarter, netting $1.05 billion in global sales for the third quarter. Fierce Pharma, the marketing trade publication for vaccine manufacturers, reports that Merck's Gardasil has been propelling the pharma giant's vaccine unit in recent quarters, and that doesn't look like it'll be changing. The company sees more growth ahead thanks to an unprecedented increase in worldwide demand for HPV vaccines. This is because of the slick advertising campaigns they're using. The HPV vaccine is being used as a human, basically, sterilant is what it's being used for. Addressing the vaccine's performance on a recent conference call, Merck's president of global health, Adam Schechter, said the company is seeing unprecedented use and worldwide demand for the HPV vaccines. So, guys, if we don't understand what's happening here as far as the HPV vaccines, we're going to find ourselves in a situation where we're going to have a major, major problem with people as far as fertility in the near future. We're seeing that already with girls dying and boys dying and people who have their women who have their ovaries literally dry up because of this HPV vaccine. It's something that we need to understand who these guys are and why they do what they do. This is so very, very important that we protect our children and don't allow them to be exposed to these types of vaccines, particularly vaccines that have been linked to infertility. Kelly Nielsen wrote a really good article this week. I'm going to read you part of this. It's about Florida gubernatorial candidate Andrew Gillum. And she's saying in this that he must be defeated. And she says that when plunder becomes a way of life for a group of men in a society over the course of time, they create for themselves a legal system that authorizes it and a moral code that glorifies it. We are socialists. We are enemies of today's capitalist economic system for the exploitation of the economically weak with its unfair salaries, which it's with its unseemly evaluation of a human being according to wealth and property instead of responsibility and performance, and we are all determined to destroy this system under all conditions. She quotes this from Adolf Hitler, that we are all socialists. And then she says, I cannot urge my listeners strongly enough to click on the links of every one of the leftist organizations for the truth with what their goals are in destroying our beloved country. There are many Democrats who need to be defeated, but the one who would ruin the state of Florida is Andrew Gillum. Where he received his training will be of special interest. Gillum is running against Republican Ron DeSantis for governor of Florida. Socialist Andrew Gillum graduated from a progressive training school called Rockwood Leadership Institute. Rockwood Leadership Institute has spawned a string of Soros finance leaders who run and work in organizations like Black Lives Matter, Code Pink, Media Matters for America, MoveOn.org, and the Tides Foundation, one of the nation's largest funders of progressive groups, along with many others. Democrat Gillum is running on a platform of abolishing immigration and customs enforcement and impeaching Donald Trump. That's his platform. Rush Limbaugh stated that Gillum wants Florida to be a sanctuary state, and he wants Florida to be open borders for all illegal immigrants. Gillum is the classic American socialist who believes America is the problem in the world and that the poverty in Central America and the Southern Hemisphere is our fault in the United States because we have hogged and stolen too many and too much of the world's resources. This is horse hockey. Andrew Gillum is waking. He's a walking, talking Barack Hussein Obama on steroids, guys. He also hates America's law enforcement agencies. I want you guys to go and read this article. This is News with Views by Kelly Nelson, and it says Florida gubernatorial candidate Andrew Gillum must be defeated. Guys, there's no choice in this. This right now is the communists against the patriots. That's what this is. These are basically the communists that did the Bolshevik Revolution on, you know, steroids, you know, version two, second phase of history. Very, very important that we understand that these people cannot be allowed to take over the United States. John B. Wells, this is Ted Brower. So good to have you with me today, buddy. How are you doing?
You know, I'm beginning to think almost too good for my own good, because I'm absolutely elated that we're about a week away from our big conference in Dallas. It's great to talk to you again. You've been on Caravan to Midnight with me, and we always had a good time, and it's a real pleasure to be on your program. Thanks for asking me on.
Well, thanks, John. We're going to go ahead and start on a few questions, and I want people to get some paper and pencil, because John's been giving you some information here in a few minutes about what's going on. He has a big seminar that he's hosting in Dallas, Texas, with a lot of really good keynote speakers for General Flynn. We're going to talk about that at the end of the broadcast. So, but in the meantime, I want my listeners to get to know you a little bit, John. Can I ask you a few questions, if you don't mind, real quick?
Anything you want.
Okay. John, the whole Honduran refugee crisis, to me, it seems like it's awfully well-planned and well-funded, and the timing is certainly no coincidence right here before midterm elections. Your thoughts on who's behind this sea of people, this mass of humanity headed our way and breaking down border guidelines all the way through the Central America. Who's funding this thing, John, and what is the expected reaction that whomever is based this hopes finds to do for the American road? What are they trying to do? What are they trying to finagle out of this? Are they trying to force the Democrats to the polls? Are they trying to support? What's going on with St. John? Tell me what you think.
You know, Ted, I'm trying to learn how to provide shorter answers, but the long and the short of it is this. Who's funding it? Soros and other non-governmental organizations, otherwise known as NGOs. What is the intended result? Chaos. These people are, if you look at the so-called caravan, which I resent, it's not. It's a mob on a mission. Oh, who all got the same, this mob got the idea on the same day, we're going to take about 1,000-mile-plus trek, really. And you don't need food, water, or shelter, or anything like that, and no medical care along the way. You don't need any of those things because you're a hardy people, and you're just going to walk it, right? Wrong. You are entirely correct. It was a very carefully coordinated campaign, just like Obama's mob did when they did this first big wave. There were all kinds of promotional activities down there in Central America to get people to come up on the death train. You remember the Beast and all that. But they show up here in Obama underwear and Obama t-shirts, Obama socks, Obama tennis shoes, Obama hats. It was all Obama. Obama was born a communist, raised by communists, mentored by communists, guided by communists, shepherded by them, funded by them, and frankly elected by a gullible, guilt-ridden population, just like this socialist. I'm a socialist. Okay, fine. This woman, she's an older gal. She's a nurse. She'll retire in the next 2 years probably. She said, well, I just think those people need to have their president. And I said, those people, which people are you speaking of? She said, well, you know, black people. And I said, you have no idea what a racist you really are, do you? Those people should have their president. Well, what about the rest of us? Since they only make up 13% of the population, is the other 87% just supposed to suck it up and deal with it? Huh?
What? John, you know, the whole thing about this, you're very well said. I mean, but, you know, the whole thing about it is like with Andrew Gillum, they want him the president or governor of the state of Florida, and he's running around making white cracker comments on one of his audio tapes now. Somebody actually audio taped him, and Breitbart released it today. I mean, it's a major mess. Now, what is the upside of this? What's the downside for Trump? I mean, this refugee crisis, we know that Donald Trump has responded both through the mainstream media and through Twitter that he will not tolerate blatant disregard for the safety of the American population and our national sovereignty. We have now reports, John, that over 15,000 uniformed personnel are en route to critical border areas. In addition, we have reports from citizen journalists that Bikers for Trump are putting 20,000 members on the border, as are every patriot group from Oath Keepers to various other groups. What are your thoughts on this? And what happens if Trump has the military hurt somebody or somebody gets shot trying to come across the border? What's going to be the blowback for Trump on this, John?
You know what, Ted? I realize this is your radio program, and I'm not going to come to your party and put my feet on the couch and start putting cigarettes out in the wine glasses or any of that, okay? I'm not going to do it. But what I will say is this. President Trump, as far as I'm concerned, is a godsend. I think so many people prayed that we could elect a man who had already made his billions, taken his licks when he had to take some, bounced back, and made more money, who could not be bought because he had his own money. And to restore this country, it was, Lord, give us one more chance and we'll make good use of it. And that's what happened. look, I think Mr. Trump should put the, this is, look, what got me thrown off of Coast to Coast, the biggest overnight radio program in the history of radio and all that stuff, and I had a record share. My listeners on Saturday night were more than, equal to or surpassed the entire cum of the rest of the week just on Saturday. When I mentioned global communism and its resurgence, that's what got me fired. I also said, if you think he was born, raised, mentored, shepherded, and funded by communists, I would say yes. And then I was criticized by the executive producer there. Don't say his name. You can't name names. You can say globalist. You can say elitist, but you can't say his name, and don't say Obama. And I said, well, stop booking people on the program that want to talk about it. I'm not a puppeteer. Okay? You don't want people to talk about this stuff? Let's do some of Nori's favorite subject matter, like Bigfoot. That's some intelligent mind candy, right? Quit booking these people on the program, and I won't talk to them. This is a communist takeover of the United States, ladies and gentlemen. I realize those words may strike you like steel. But, well, they should. Because this is real. This is not TV. This is not a matrix. This isn't a dream. This isn't some made-up right-wing, Bible-believing, AR-15 clutching and stroking wacko from the far extreme right wing. Yeah, we have some idiots on the right side of things. This is not the Democrat Party of your father or his father, maybe not even his father. But certainly it's the party of the great-great-grandfather, because it was the party
That's right.
of slavery, and people would do well to remember this. So this is all part of a communist takeover of the country. And if these Democrats win the House, we're liable to wind up with a permanent stash of Democrat communists in the Electoral College that we will not be able to shift out of there and get them down the road. Now, I heard a guy come on a man's radio program here in Dallas, and he said, well, I just couldn't vote for Ted Cruz because I just have issues with this. Now, I didn't find out if the man voted for this leftist socialist dude named Beto. It's pronounced Beto. He and his dad are O'Rourke, right? They grew up, and he grew up with his dad, the family, in El Paso. His father nicknamed him Beto, so that the Mexicans down there would, there's some sympathy here. I will support Beto. So now, Fox, Vicente Fox, I ask again, what kind of a name is that for a Mexican? Fox, really? He says he hopes, quote, every Mexican will vote for Beto. Do you see where we're headed here? We have a bunch of idiots out there who are going to let illegal aliens vote. I'll tell you what. If Mr. Trump should federalize the National Guard, go ahead and send his combat troops to federalize that National Guard and give them ammunition if they need it and send them down there. Those are military-age men. If you look at the pictures of the people coming up here, Ted, it's 99% men, fighting-age men, and 1% women, and probably half of that percent are journalists that are trying to embed within the so-called caravan. It's not a caravan. It's a mob on a mission. And these people, you give these people an AK, and they will create strange images of chaos and death, the likes of which have never been known in this country, not even during the Civil War days. That's why I changed the name slightly from Caravan to Midnight to Caravan to Midnight DEFCON 2.0. It was just going to be CTM 2.0, but I thought about it, and I thought about it, and I thought about it, and I thought, no, you know, we're close, and the next big war is going to be right here on our turf. They're already threatening blood in the streets if they don't win the election. Like, who are these people to demand that the election go to them and then threaten us with violence? Well, I'll tell you what, this may shock people, and maybe not. I say, you know what? Why don't we just settle this right now? You want blood in the streets? You go right ahead. Because as rational people on the right, we're not going to do anything until you step over that legal line. And then we are going to smear you. And they should be smeared. These people should not be cut any slack whatsoever. They are communists, and they want to undo your way of life. And this has been afoot for a long time. So that's my story, Ted, and I'm sticking with it. This is a communist assault, and that's
I want to compliment you. Number one is that you don't call them socialists; you call them what they are. You call them communists. That's number one. And you know, this is, and you're talking about the great grandfather. This is exactly what this is: the communist revolution that happened in Russia back to the Bolshevik Revolution back, you know, in 1915, 16, 17, 18. This is that same group of people that started all that mess and have infiltrated our government, our way of life, our media, our system. And now they're bringing this, basically this treason into our country, trying to take us over, like you said, threatening blood in the streets. Now, but John, let me ask you a question. Is it going to help Trump or hurt Trump that he's being so strong against this? And what's going to happen to him if he has to actually use firepower and people die at the border? Is it going to help him or hurt him, or will he be considered a tyrant? What do you think?
I don't think he's going to be labeled a tyrant by anybody other than the ones on the left side of things. And who cares what those people say anyway? They're clearly unhinged. Look what Project Veritas, our own sir, James O'Keefe, went in there, and Claire McCaskill's people are talking about what she really is. Look, these people can't do anything, Ted. You know this. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. I mean, I just take that for granted. Here's the thing. These people cannot accomplish anything without lying, stealing, cheating, or threatening. And then the fifth component is delivering on violence. So as far as I'm concerned, only an idiot would criticize a president for defending his country. There is no other nation that you can name easily that permits this birth citizenship, this birthright citizenship. If you go over with your wife and she's pregnant and you have a baby, she has the baby in Germany, that baby's not going to be made instantly a German citizen. Nobody does this. If you don't believe me, folks, you can look it up. And this, oh, well, they got here, so we should make them citizens. Really? Why? And that's why Mr. Trump said, why are we bringing all these people from these poop hole countries? Well, that was a private comment that he made. He's a man. He says what's on his mind. And that's a good question. Why are we? It's because people from those kinds of countries have always been easily swayed, led, goaded, or otherwise duped into embracing a communistic system that does nothing but impose misery on them. Look at Venezuela. If everybody's not, and that's, they just call themselves socialists. They're not. They were communists. Always remember, communism is nothing more than a criminal enterprise. The ones at the top have the great houses and great vacations and jets and yachts, all the nice women that visit them here and there while their wives are there. These people are perverse. They really are. I mean, everybody else just has to deal with it. And if you don't like it, you'll just disappear and no one will ever see you again. You won't be getting a phone call to your lawyer. Nobody will even know where you are. This is a reality, folks. This is not some made-up right-wing wacko stuff. This is true. And it's about to be visited on us unless we stand up there. And going back to that guy, so he either voted for nobody or he voted for Beto, the Democrat, because he just couldn't get behind Ted Cruz. You vote for the least threatening, the least damaging candidate. This isn't a popularity contest. You know, this thing with Mr. Trump being elected president, it's not a popularity contest. We're not voting for who's going to be prom king and queen. We need a man who will run the country and protect us. Mr. Trump is that man. Barack Obama was a failure. George Bush was a joke. Bill Clinton was worse. And George H.W. Bush is complicit in so much crime, you wouldn't believe it. We discuss that on Caravan to Midnight all the time. But we don't blow that stuff out all over the public airwaves. It's not in anybody's best interest to do that. But we have been run by a bunch of criminals for a long time. If anybody thinks that all those cocaine shipments during the Iran-Contra affair, the Contras didn't have enough money to buy weapons. They said, we got a lot of cocaine, so the U.S. government, namely CIA, said, okay, we'll take the cocaine and here are the guns. That stuff went into MENA, Arkansas, and they said, well, we sure have a lot of bulk here. What are you going to do about this? So they boil it down into what used to be known in the 70s as free base, where you don't have powder anymore. You just got this residue that you smoke like a maniac, right? So they made crack. And where did they dump it? Right in South Central L.A. And Gary Webb got killed over it. Two shots to the head, rule of suicide, case closed. Next. Folks, you're living in a criminally controlled country right now, and we have to undo it. We have a chance now with President Trump. It doesn't matter. He's not Jesus. You can't believe everything that he says. But I'll tell you what, he loves his country. He believes in God. He believes in defending his country because he recognizes that if this country goes down the tubes, the rest of the world will surely follow. You're a soldier, you know, whether you want to or not. Now, you can either desert or you can show up at the polls and just show these mugs who they're messing with.
Okay. No, Well, you're right, John. Because here's the thing. We, you know, now I always told people that when I heavily promoted Trump on this show when he was running, because I told everybody we do not need the witch of Benghazi in the White House. This will be a disaster for the United States. If you think the Kenyan was a bad guy to have in the White House, the witch of Benghazi is going to be 100 times worse. And we've got to get the person in there giving us a choice of vote. Now, I don't particularly care for a lot of the stuff that Trump has done personally in his personal life. And it's like you said, he's not Jesus, but he's the only show we've got on the street right now. I mean, he's the only Broadway show going on, and we're in New York City. We got to go see something. And reality is this: if we don't support him in this, and the country falls to these same socialist Democrats who, used, like you said earlier, are completely and totally hedonistic. These guys are a bunch of lowlife. These guys don't have any Christian values whatsoever. In fact, a lot of them have an atavistic hatred towards Jesus Christ. It's been going on for a long, long time. And if we don't understand who these people are, we're never going to be able to help the country get through it. Now, let's change topics for just a second.
Okay.
Let's talk about what happened in the Pittsburgh shooting. GAB CEO wrote a very precise, terse, open letter that was reported on Caravan to Midlight, stating that Gab.ai in no way promotes violence or violent behavior, but Gab CEO Andrew Torba was not so shy about calling out the leftists who run Silicon Valley and pointing out the obvious political bias and their distress discretion of Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, allowing extremely violent optics and rhetoric from the likes of Antifa and Black Lives Matters to remain up in perpetuity while the rest of us get censored. John, what has your experience has been on Caravan to Midnight, you know, with the recently pulling together of Operation Classified for Lieutenant General Flint? How much have you had a bunch of censorship on this? What's been going on? And let's talk about that.
I put the word out a long time ago that several people have lost their PayPal accounts, that we use a payment gateway called Stripe. And we had several thousand people try to join Caravan to Midnight, and the payments were cleared, they were put on hold, and then they were canceled. When we called to complain, we were told that we would need to contact each individual bank, including the bank branch associated with this account, and ask them, which of course is a logistical impossibility. On Facebook, we have had a number of complaints, and I mean a good number, like over 100. Of people who said, I can't even write Operation Classified on my Facebook page. They've locked me out of it now for 30 days. I'm serious about this. Folks, this is what totalitarians do. They've gone after the monuments. That's the first thing that the communists do.
That's right.
Then,
that's right.
There was this thing floated out there that maybe the national anthem is actually racist. Well, that's what happened to my wife's country. My wife is South African, and she'll tell you she lived through it. Oh, yeah, it was just a big love fest with Mandela. Mandela was an MI6-trained communist.
Communist. That's right. That's exactly right.
And guess
right.
Who's got hold of it now, Ted? The Chinese. The Chinese Communist Party's propaganda department is aiding in developing propaganda, which is black sub-Saharan African specific, with Ramaphosa and his henchmen, Malema, Julius Malema. Kill, cut the throat of whiteness, cut the throat. I mean, these people are insane. Well, communist Chinese are helping them, and they've just opened, 3 months ago now, easily, that we heard about it, so maybe longer ago than that, a communist education school and center in Tanzania, where, by the way, Standeo fervently believes is the site of the original Garden of Eden. That's just an aside. But the communists are all over the place. They own Zimbabwe, formerly Rhodesia, after that idiot Mugabe ruined it, and then Grace took over. You know, this woman by Grace, because her name is Grace, got her PhD in 2 months or 3 months at the most. So all that's being challenged. But the communist Chinese have control of most of Africa right now. Now, very quickly, because I know we don't have all day. That's why Hillary Clinton, in my opinion, these are my words, not Ted Brewer's, all right, mine. My opinion is that Hillary Clinton left that server unsecured and conducted state business on it to facilitate Chinese hacking. The same way that Dianne Feinstein had a chauffeur for 20 years who was a communist spy. And her husband made millions in China. Folks, it doesn't get any clearer than this. Snap out of it. If you're not clear on this, please find your way to the light, because you are in grave, grave danger. And until it's visited upon you, you will not be able to grasp the depth and intensity of the danger. Stay ahead of the airplane, because if you don't think of what's the next thing you need to do, and don't let that thing get away from you, you're going to crash it and wind up in a burning hole in the ground. And in this case, this whole country will become a burning hole in the ground. And I mean it. I'm too old to be talking this stuff if I didn't have solid research behind it. And just as an aside, Ted, you might be interested to know, I received an article from a link to an article from a very serious person, and there was a drill conducted in January of this year, right there at Squirrel Hill, active shooter drill.
Yep, that's
right.
And
the subject of the drill was the takeover and shooting at the Jewish Community Center. These things are planned, folks.
I reported on this earlier this week, and as I was trying to read the doggone article, it kept going in and out of. Basically, it was pulled off, and somebody hacked into the system, pulled it down. But that's exactly right. All of this stuff, and
we're in some very, very interesting times, and that's not a Chinese saying. That's a Chinese curse. Sorry.
Well, the crazy thing about the whole thing is, like, I have a friend of mine who married a woman out of Colombia, and she's a hardcore communist Democrat, and she came to this country. She's prospered. She's done extremely well, but she hates the United States. She hates the Republic. She wants this entire country to go under communist rule and wants everybody basically to vote Democrat, and to the point where she has destroyed her marriage with my friend, destroyed all of her relationships with all of her relatives, especially over in Europe. And the craziest part about it is she doesn't care. Why are they so blind? Is it because the God of this world has blinded them and they have a veil around them and they can't see? Why are they so stupid, John?
It's written right there in John, Ted. These things must happen. In other words, what Scripture is trying to tell us, what Scripture, if we just read it, will tell us, is that these things are going to happen. You may salvage your republic. Jesus said, I don't know when the day of judgment is, only Father knows that, which suggests to me that Father may alter the timeline, and when he has had enough, then he'll push the button on it. But until then, if we pray to him for guidance, and may I just say, it hurts a little bit when you're my age, and younger even, to get down on your knees. This is not because you need to get on your knees before Father. It's not for him. It's for you, that you are willing to humble yourself by getting on your little bony knees and saying, Father, you write in Scripture that you will be a real father to us. You'll be our daddy, okay? And so I humble myself before you. I do this deliberately, not because you demand it, but because I want to do it, to show that I am subservient to you. I do not have the pride that makes me think that I don't owe everything to you, everything, including my next breath. That's the deadly pride. Well, I just think the universe is so cool, it just created itself. Only an idiot would think such a thing. I just saw a thing today that 62% of Americans, polled by Pew Research, have abandoned traditional religion, namely Christianity. They didn't say that. They said traditional religions. And they're going with astrology. And they think that there are spirits that dwell within rocks and trees.
That's right.
It's just another poll. They were all wrong about the presidential elections, but, you know.
Well, okay. I got a couple more questions for you. I want to talk about the conference. Here's one I want to talk to you about. I want to talk about the Sears. I want to talk 125 years in business, billions in pension liabilities. Its legacy costs are basically destroying the country. Then look how they're going to make it for another year. I mean, what's going on with Sears? What's going on with all these people? What's causing this retail apocalypse in the United States? What are your thoughts?
Well, I think it's the internet. It's just too easy to go to your computer and buy something. And up until this point, and I find people backsliding on this. I can't remember within the last, I don't know, month or two, even seeing any charge for sales tax, unless I was buying something within the state of Texas where I am based. But that's what's ruined the malls, and that's what's ruined the big chains like Sears. There are other places that you can get the same things much cheaper. And if I were to pick out one thing, I mean, it's highly successful. It's really convenient. It's really nice, but it's Amazon. Amazon can get you, I don't know, an F-4 fighter jet with fuel and everything else in it. Whatever you want. I mean, there's no problem, and it'll be there this afternoon. You can call Amazon and get your groceries delivered to you. So before long, grocery stores will go away. And folks, when that happens, all they have to do is shut down the internet. I never thought it was a good idea to put everything on the internet, but it is. I'm speaking to you right now over a phone connected to the internet. Once they get that, see, it's all under the guise of convenience. It makes you lazy while it gives them more control over your very life, which is why do not be remiss, woefully remiss, in your preparedness. You have to be prepared to go it alone until the cavalry, real or imaginary, shows up to help you. So bind yourselves to your family members and your friends. Vet everyone carefully. Trust is earned. It doesn't go with a handshake and a smile. Always remember, the only people who can get over on you are people you trust. So don't be too quick to trust anybody. Don't have that look on your face like you don't trust them. Just don't do it until they earn it. We're going to need each other. I got one thing I need to tell you, Ted. I know you got some questions, but I got to tell you this. I asked my father back in the 80s, Pearl Harbor veteran, USS Maryland, right? My grandfather, after whom I'm named, helped build the ship. And I said, Dad, grandfather predicted the war with Japan years before it happened. What do you predict? And he said, the thing about the next one is, you won't know who you're fighting. Now, you hear that and you say, well, okay, so unseen powers are out there arranging for us to go into wars. No, that's not what he meant. And I just, if you'll excuse the expression, copped to it within the last week. What he meant was, you won't know who you're fighting because who you're fighting will be your fellow American citizens. That's why you won't know who you're fighting. They are you. You know that thing, we have met the enemy and he is us? Yeah, that's exactly it. And when I came to that conclusion, it was stunning, and it's still stunning. This Civil War thing is real. I say again, the Democrat commies, my dad's been calling them commiecrats since as long as I could remember back to elementary school. They're already threatening blood in the streets if they don't get the election results that they want. Well,
they don't give them the election results
that they want and let them take it to the streets. I say, let's just finish this right now. Just like Wyatt Earp said, look, these guys are not going away. By the way, some of the Wells girls married into the Earp family. That's just an aside. But, yeah, and they walk down to the OK Corral. It's like, these guys are criminals. They're murderers and thieves, and they're just trash. So we said, give us your guns. You can't have any guns on your person in Tombstone. No, they're going to do it because they're bad boys. They're going to do their own thing. And they just clobbered them. So that's what needs to happen here. These people need to be, if they take it to the street, they need to be beaten and sent down the road bleeding and crying with such severity that they will never try to destroy this republic again, because it's hard to destroy a republic, but it's a lot harder to destroy the monster that's going to replace it. And it takes too long. We don't have, if our lifespans were 200 years, well, then maybe. If it takes 50 years, then it's kind of a lot, but okay. No, we won't live through it if we let this go. We'll die from old age before we get this back. If you let your freedom go, and you have to give it away, just like your faith, hell will have to be paid before you get it back. You don't want that. So if you know this, if you're hearing these words and you go, you know what, I think this guy is right. I don't know who this Wells guy is, but sounds pretty good to me. Get into it yourself. Stop letting things be done for you. Do it yourself. Go to the grocery store. Don't call Amazon for everything. And always remember, you want something to go away, you don't like it, contact the sponsors at CNN and MSNBC and tell them, you know what, I'm not going to buy a single one of your products because you support this kind of leftist communist stuff, and I'm going to tell all of my friends, and they're going to tell each one of them, going to tell all of their friends, if you want something to go away, stop buying it, and it will, knowing that it will reemerge in a different form. Be vigilant. Price of freedom is eternal vigilance. It's not going to be okay unless the people are active in the preservation of the republic. I'm done.
Wow, John. Boy, you're knocking this one out of the park today. Thanks so much for being my guest on the show. You know what's crazy to me, though, is you were talking about your grandfather and your daddy and the communists and all that. My father used to always tell me, he says, Ted, you know why the Roman Empire fell? He says they stopped raising little Romans. And that's what's happened here in the last 50, 60 years. We've allowed the mainstream media to reprogram our youth, reprogram us as how we think. And that's it's political correctness. I just talked to my publicist, Jerry. You know, he's your publicist, too. He got you on the show today with me. And I told him, I said, Jerry, I said, the reason that alternative media has grown like it has is because we're not politically correct. That's why Donald Trump won the election, because he's not politically correct. Everybody's had enough of this, in this country, as far as the true patriots, of political correctness. And we're out here saying, hey, look, if this thing smells like a, like a commie-crat, it's probably a commie-crat. And so let's quit calling them socialists. Let's start, stop being nice to these guys, and let's start calling them for what they are. These are hardcore Marxist-Leninists. People forget that, that Stalin killed almost 60 million of his own people. He made Hitler, who was a tyrant, look like a small fry, the amount of people that he killed as far as his own people. And Lenin was the same. He was just as bad. And this is the group of people, the same group of communists that came into our country in the early 1900s that have planted this seed and worked its way through the entire leaven of our country. And you're right, John. Until we shake this stuff out and say no more, we're going to be basically entrapped with these guys. And you are also right that if we allow ourselves to lose the republic, we will not get it back in our lifetime, because it took the blood of many, many saints and patriots in 1776 to establish the republic. And then, quite frankly, because of the dumbing down of our population, because of the whole huge amount of chemicals were given into our diet to make guys and less testosterone, we won't have the resolve. So we have to cling to what we have and not allow it to fall. John, tell me about the seminar you're doing, this convention that we're having in Dallas, and let me, how can people support you on your radio show and hear more of you?
All right. It's suitably complicated, but I'll try and streamline it. And thank you very much for the opportunity to tell everybody about it. Caravan to Midnight is a membership service, new shows Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Saturday night, I have a program called ARC Midnight, which goes out of a station here that's our anchor station in Dallas, and it goes out to many stations around the country, and it streams all over the world. So when General Flynn was treated the way he was, I wanted to put this conference together. And so some of the people who are going to be at Operation Classified include Kevin Shipp, the CIA guy, Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers will be there, Ty Bollinger, the alternative cancer guy, will be there, Mike Adams, the health ranger, will be there, Field McConnell, who has proven that Malaysian Flight 370 and MH-117 are the same, the one that got shot down in first 370 disappears with a bunch of people on board from Freescale. Just look that word up, Freescale. Well, it disappears. No, everybody's mystified. It winds up, in my opinion, Diego Garcia, and wound up being shot down by an ancient Buk rocket launcher over Ukraine, and the Russians didn't do it. It's the same aircraft. We have, I mentioned Colonel Anthony Schaefer, did I not? Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer, he's all over the wires. L.A. Marzulli is going to be there. Ty Bollinger, I mentioned.
I like LA.
Let me ask you, is going to be there too.
Let me ask you a couple more questions, real quick. Are you now? General Flynn won't be there. Is that correct? He won't be there. One of his several representatives of his family will be there. Correct.
That's correct. We thought that he might be able to come. However, they have moved his sentencing date yet again to December 18th. So he's still under a gag order. He still can't go anywhere or do anything. But Joe and his and other family members will be there. And here's the thing. It's the 9th, 10th, and 11th. On the 11th, we're having a formal dinner. We call it a black tie ball and gala, but it's not like Hollywood, the Academy Awards level stuff. I don't care if you show up in a pair of bikini underwear with flip-flops, as long as you come to that ball, because, and you don't have to do any dance, and you don't have to have a tux. If you got one, great, wear it and come. But the proceeds go directly to General Michael Flynn's legal defense fund. His finances were ruined. He lost his family home over this, but he still will talk to you on the phone, and he'll say, "Hello, Ted, this is Mike Flynn." There's no pomposity, no arrogance. He's just such a real down-to-earth guy, an intrepid soldier, a loyal and faithful man, and a Christian man.
John, tell me what they did to General Flynn. Why has he been brought up on charges? Why is he being sentenced? What were the alleged charges?
Well, that's a good question. First of all, I say when he was on Caravan, he talked about being in a committee meeting to discuss Benghazi for 4.5 hours. To my knowledge, he did not disclose that information on any other program. So my opinion of what happened there is that when they realized, when they came out of that committee meeting and Mr. Trump won the election, which everybody was so sure, all the polls said he was going to lose and Hillary was going to be it, that would have been fine. General Flynn would never have been made National Security Advisor. But when Mr. Trump miraculously won and he made General Flynn National Security Advisor, those rats like Clinton, Comey, Brennan, McCabe, yes, Rosenstein, Holder, Lynch, all of them freaked freaked out and ran for cover. The FBI guys who interviewed General Flynn said, we don't find that he lied at all. We find no evidence of wrongdoing. But it's that guy, Robert Mueller, the goon, who people say is drunk half the time during the day. I don't know. I can't confirm it, but it is being said. Oh, he's going to go ahead and press ahead. He's going to press through and leave this dangling over President Trump. Robert Mueller is bought and paid for, and so are all the rest of those mugs. We need to throw them out, and a bunch of them need to be thrown in prison. These people need to experience the minimalist comforts of a concrete holding cell for about 10 years going back and forth to court before they're even sentenced. That is the just deserts of seditionists and traitors. Now, we're not in a state of war, so you can't really call it treason unless they're working for a declared enemy in a declared war. But traitor, yes. Sedition, yes. As far as Soros and the rest of those mugs are concerned, they should forfeit, they should have their assets seized, and they should be charged with sedition. In fact, I'll just say, I call for the arrest of George Soros on charges of sedition. Somebody out there, some federal prosecutor, for Pete's sake, make this happen and send the rest of these guys a message.
John, give me your website for the seminar so people can get some tickets for it if you'd like to go.
All right, I got a special deal for your listeners, and here it is. The website that is dedicated to this conference is called Operation Classified because the information is classified as far as mainstream media is concerned, and they will not be releasing any of it. So that's the name of the conference. Now, the live stream, if you cannot attend, if you absolutely positively cannot be in Texas, weekend after this coming one, live stream is $125 US. For all 3 days, and it'll be archived for 6 months. You don't have to listen to it all in one take. You can listen to it over a period of months, all right? 125. A membership to Caravan to Midnight with 1,018 programs in it right now is $60 for the year. I want to offer your listeners $95 for both. A year of Caravan and the live stream. That would be over $200. Oh, wait a minute.
John, I got my music playing. I want to thank you for staying with me. Guys, John Wells is a friend of mine. If you want to go to the seminar, I suggest you go. John, thank you so much for being on today. Guys, thank you for the opportunity to be a friend of yours. Thank you for allowing me to be in your homes every day with the show. Thank you for supporting Health Masters. I appreciate you guys. I got to pray for you again this morning. God bless you. Thanks again, J.B. Wells. All of you guys. Stay patriotic. Stay alert. Love you. Talk to you tomorrow.